In his first interview with KPCW, Brower said he has Utah roots. He was born and raised in Salt Lake and graduated from the University of Utah in the 90s.
I went to Florida and graduated from Florida State with my master's degree. From there, I managed communities in Georgia, Florida, California, and, of course, Utah.
All right. So why did you want this job here?
So having been born and raised in Utah, I was looking forward to coming back. My kids have started coming back to the state. My wife said, we've got to get closer. Grandkids are probably coming soon, and it's time to head back home.
Heber Mayor Killeen Potter said they chose Brower from a field of over 60 candidates. One reason was his prior experience with municipalities.
He understands the culture. He wanted to get back to Utah. But he's also seen a lot of different things with cities that were growing rapidly. He was most recently in a city that had a similar situation where their traffic on their main street was causing a lot of problems, and they wanted to revitalize it. They ended up building a bypass and creating a more vibrant downtown than ever. So we felt like he had so many relevant experiences to the issues that Heber's facing right now. So that's one of the main reason he stood out.
Related to the mayor's remarks, Brower said he's been directed to prioritize the long-discussed bypass for U.S. 40, which historically has run through the center of town.
There's more easements that got to be purchased. There's more planning that's got to be done, environmental work that's got to be undertaken. And, of course, once that's all done, we have to do the construction of the new bypass. And once that's done, of course, we have the ability to transform that downtown to an amazing place. It's already a great place. We get to transform maybe to a more amazing place.
He said it will probably take 5 to 10 years to bring about the bypass. Brower said he will work to make sure the staff at City Hall is top flight. He's also going to enhance and optimize the Heber Airport. Brower said other cities he's worked at have had air service.
To me, the airport is an economic jewel. It generates jobs. It generates revenues for the city. And so for me, it's looking at how we can enhance the airport to further create additional jobs, create additional revenues for the city, while being mindful of the locals' interests of trying to keep it small and non-encompassing on the overall area.
And it's kind of become Park City's airport. You know, we see, of course, a lot of business there during the Sundance Film Festival. A way to capitalize on that?
That's the beauty of it. People coming to Park City have to first come into Heber. So we've got to find a way to capitalize upon that.
On another major item, he said they're working on the planned annexation of the large Sorensen property at the northeast edge of the Heber Valley. Brower said they're preparing their ordinances and regulations before the developer applies to the city. He said they will likely annex in the next year or so. Brower said it's better if they guide the development, even if it is projected to more than double Heber's population.
It is a very large area, but you're looking at a 30, 40-year build-out. It's not going to happen overnight. And cities do very well growth. They do very well urban development. And counties are more rural in nature. And so I think the city is better poised to handle that type of development.
And in terms of water issues there, I mean, do we have water rights to serve that development?
So the water would be provided by a special service district. It would actually not be provided by the city, but a special service district.
Brower has not escaped some controversy. In Lincoln, California, some employees wrote an anonymous letter alleging mismanagement at City Hall.
Every organization has employees who have challenges. In this case, I worked very closely with the union to try to solve those. The employees did not want to work with the union. We felt that it was not an issue at that time. The union was not involved, and therefore we did not take any action. Lincoln, California had six unions, and so this particular group was part of a union. They did not contact the union. We did not have an opportunity to work with the union on this. And so really, in my mind, that was not an issue.
Okay. But again, that didn't have any part of you wanting to look for a new job.
Absolutely had none.
The new city manager for Heber, Matt Brower. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.